Nothing fancy, just a single introductory slide there. But I've turned that slide on so that I could record my introductory remarks. So I think we're going to be making an effort to record every one of the presentations this morning so that this will go into the archives and can become part of the ESA record. These issues that we're going to be discussing today are vitally important for the future of ESA, so that will be important. So I want to welcome everyone. Thank you for being here. I'm Joshua Jones. I'm a graduate student at Texas A&M University. I work with Dr. John Oswald. He's my major advisor. And John has been working for several years on digital publication. And I've come on board working with him, and we've worked on several projects. And out of our many discussions has come this idea of putting together a symposium that you're now at. So this is our first time doing this, and it might be a little bumpy, but so bear with us. But in anyway, we're really happy to be here. So the title of our symposium is Beyond Paper, Diversity, Importance, and Validation of Non-Traditional Web-Based Scientific Publications. So for clarity of thought, I'm just going to go ahead and read this introduction that I wrote earlier, and I apologize for that, but just to be clear. So the World Wide Web and its associated digital technologies are playing an increasing role in our academic lives. As we're all aware, the internet is fast becoming the dominant medium for presenting, distributing, and exchanging information and resources. So many of us here in the entomological community, and perhaps many in this very room, have either considered or already begun taking advantage of the opportunity to rapidly and conveniently place data and analyses online. In some cases, these efforts are a response to directives from important funding agencies. For example, some of the grants awarded by the National Science Foundation require, as one of the project's major deliverables, the creation of web-based publications and online dissemination of original data and derived data syntheses. So while the innovation of web delivery represents significant progress for research science, in one way it's a double-edged sword. Currently, no system exists for entomologists to seek formal academic validation of non-journal-based web publications. As a result, these resources are not regarded favorably against traditional journal publications by academic review boards, regardless of their scientific merit and impacts. This is particularly problematic for research products whose value is derived in part from the increased integration, dissemination, and/or interactivity provided by their non-traditional formats. So this symposium will investigate the new formats available to researchers to publish online, examine their importance to the creation of new and synthesis of existing knowledge, and present possible means by which meritorious non-traditional publications might receive rigorous peer review. So as I've said, as an entomology graduate student with desires to eventually obtain a tenure-track position at a university, I have a particular interest in these issues. I have already had the opportunity to create several digital keys, and I foresee developing additional digital publications in the future and throughout my career. So as the prominent entomological society in the world, ESA should evaluate these issues and decide what role they will play in participating in the digital revolution. With Dr. Oswald, I believe that ESA has the opportunity to participate in leading the way to develop a new system of peer review for these kinds of products. Our symposium has been organized to carefully address digital publication and peer review. We have invited several speakers from within and without our discipline of entomology to discuss some of the most pertinent issues. So our symposium is divided into four parts, and I wish I had a slide to kind of break it down for you, but I'll just deliver it to you orally. So the first is to address the broader issues of digital publication, its timeliness, and technical implementation. And so we have three speakers to that end. And the first is Norm Johnson. And he's going to be talking about the current state of digital publication. And I'm not sure all the things that he'll say, but I know it's going to be an interesting talk. But he's had some experience with producing digital publications, so as a researcher in the entomological community. So. Our second speaker is Bob Allen from Drexel University, and he's going to talk about scholarly publication and some of the more, again, I don't know what he's going to say specifically, but possibly some of the more technical aspects of digital publication. He comes from computer science, and I think his talk's going to be very informative and interesting for us. And our third speaker is Jerry L. Cook, and Jerry Cook is he's an entomologist. He's one of us. But But he recently has returned from an assignment at NSF, and so he's going to be presenting to us the perspective NSF has on the issues of digital publication. Again, his talk should be very interesting. And then we're going to take a break, and we're going to transition into the second part. And the second part has three talks, but for whatever reason, it made it into the bulletin or the booklet as the first two talks, and then the third talk has somehow been relegated to the third section, so that's a mistake. But we'll go ahead and follow the booklet in case people want to come to the correct talk. We're not going to rearrange times or anything. Mm-hmm. But the three talks include three what we're terming case studies. These are actual projects that are being developed, that have been developed or are being developed, that rely on the internet to disseminate scientific information. The first our first speaker is Cindy Parr, and she's coming to us from the National Museum of Natural History, and she's actually an ornithologist, and so she's not an entomologist, but she's been working on the Encyclopedia of Life, and she's representing them, and she's going to talk about their initiative and some of their goals and things that they're doing. Brian Fisher is going to be talking to us about AntWeb. So Brian knows all about ants, and he's got this fabulous website, and he's going to tell us about how it works and what it's all about. Steve Marshall is visiting from the Great North, Great White North, and he's coming from the University of Guelph, and he's going to be talking about the Canadian Journal of Arthropod Identification, and he's been deeply involved in the development of this new journal. It's novel. It has some. They're trying to figure out what they want to review, but they're developing these digital keys and associated products. So his talk should be very interesting. So that will constitute the second part of our symposium. The last part, or the last part containing invited speakers, will start with a talk by Steve Smith, and he's a fellow from Texas A&M, where we're from, and he works in the digital libraries there, and so he's going to be talking to us about scholarship and peer review. And that's going to be the purpose of the third section, is to discuss the issues of peer review as they relate to digital publication. And after his talk, we will close with a talk by John and I, and we'll be presenting a possible model for the implementation of peer review within ESA publications. And then we'll take a break again, and actually we won't take a formal break, but we'll take time for all of the speakers to come forward and sit on the stage here, and we'll begin a half-hour panel discussion. And that will be a time when anyone who has questions will be welcome to ask those. And we're going to try to record that. I'm not sure how that's going to work. The only recording microphone is here in the middle, so we'll talk about that when the time comes. But with that, I'd like to go ahead and begin our symposium. And so thank you very much for being here.